Bringing us to item number seven, this is for discussion and possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including but not limited to SB 98, proposing Story County's membership into the Carson Water Subconservancy District, AB 90, two-year interim study regarding regional impacts, and SCR 11, formerly BDR 1109 and 1148, one-year interim study on Innovation Zone draft legislation, and other properly related matters. What we will do is we will break those down and make motions on these separate items as they come up. So, County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if, for the convenience of the board, I could cover SCR 11, which is the Innovation Zones item first, if Commissioner Gilman would like to continue recusing.
Yes, I will recuse on that item. So let's separate the discussion.
Noted.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, an update on SCR 11, which is formerly BDR 1148, which is the Innovation Zone legislation that's being proposed. So on the 6th of May, a joint special committee was formed that are going to study housing, economy, economic development, water, natural resources, counties and governments, and other matters that pertaining to innovation zones, at least thus far. The committee is to be made of, it's in committee at this point to be determined what will happen with this and what that committee will look like. And a study committee would be chosen by the Senate and the Assembly. There would be two Democrats and one Republican from the Senate, and two Democrats and one Republican from the Assembly, chosen to form a committee to study this matter. There would be stakeholders involved under SCR 11, potentially, and those stakeholders will be interfacing with this committee monthly. And at that point, there would be local government would be involved, unions, economic development authorities like EDON and NNDA, tribe, environmentalists, water interest, technology interest, and economic interest, and there's others as well. Every month between now and December 31st so far, as it's looking, this would be then discussed and these things would be looked into, and then the legislative staff then would be studying and coming up with their recommendations to occur around December 31st of this year. Those recommendations could be to have a special session to approve Innovation Zone bill as it would be seen at that time, or they could put the Innovation Zones bill or legislation on the 2023 legislative session, or they could just decide not to proceed and let the whole matter die. At that point, so right now what has happened is there was a committee hearing on the 11th of May to decide what would happen here. Myself, Commissioner Mitchell, our lobbyist Mary Walker, our lobbyist Will Adler, and Dagny from the Nevada Association of Counties all testified on the proposal so far to proceed. The testimony we discussed, kind of what this board has given direction on already, that if they want to, you know, build their project, they want to do innovative technologies out at Tri-Center and those sorts of matters. The 30-day building permit and the 5-day grading permit will be offered to them. Their application for a planned unit development out at Painted Rock was discussed and brought forward, that all they need to do is apply. But nevertheless, if they were to move forward on this committee, that we would like to have a seat at the table and be involved in that study as the most affected county, as well as a local government generally across the state. And that does appear to be the direction so far. We were expecting that bill then be heard again and kind of get moving along, and so far there hasn't been any action since that committee. So at this point, we're kind of waiting and seeing what happens.
All right. Thank you for that, Austin. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do we want to give any more direction, or do we want to just leave things as is right now?
I'm comfortable with where we are, and we can certainly take public comment on this and see if there's any new info that surfaces. You know, because of the proposal of how the committee would be made up, with majority-minority leadership on both sides selecting people, that gives us some direct representation as Senator Settlemyer is our state senator and presumably would have one of those picks. Yeah. And that helps me feel more comfortable that we'll have a fair representation and seat at the table. And so I don't feel a burning need to amend our guidance on this.
Sounds good. I do just want to note, thank you for your efforts, for Austin's efforts, our lobbyist efforts down there. I know you guys spent a day or two down there, full day, and it's obviously had a good impact. I know it's not easy hanging out down there all day trying to catch up with folks, but your efforts did not go unnoticed. With that said, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not see any public comment. Let us move right along.